This is Ty Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're talking high school softball today as we bring in new Rock Ridge Rocket head coach Scott Durbin. So, Coach, first off, just want to say congratulations on the new head coaching job. Can you just give us your initial reaction to being named the head softball coach at Rock Ridge?
Well, it's pretty exciting. I mean, kind of a no pressure situation with Coach Nelson leaving, but spent the last 2 years under him, and we're just ready to get going.
Well, can you walk us through what the application and then the interview process was like for you? Of course, I'm sure there was a lot of interest in the opening with the success that Rock Ridge has had in softball. So how did all that play out, you know, going from applying to the interview to then being, you know, offered the position as the head coach?
Yep. So I met with Coach Nelson, and we talked to him for a little bit and kind of discussed, you know, the process and everything. And then, I decided to apply. And then Coach Daphne Graves reached out to me for an interview. And then I met with her and Katie Hassan. We went over, you know, my expectations and kind of a practice plan, kind of what I have in mind for the program in the next 5-6 years. And we just went from there.
So what does your background with softball and then coaching softball look like as you take over this program?
Well, it's funny you bring softball up, because before I met with Coach Nelson 2 years ago to take over the JV position, I never really coached softball. I've been, you know, assistant baseball coach at a couple high schools, and no softball experience whatsoever. And I was kind of nervous taking that. And Coach Nelson just basically said, it's baseball on steroids. It's so much faster. It's so much more entertaining. You'll love it. And so I just went there and gave it a shot and absolutely fell in love with it.
So explain to me some of the main, you know, differences or challenges you had initially going from coaching baseball to coaching softball. What were some of the biggest, I guess, maybe hurdles to get over as you've went from sport to sport?
I don't think it was necessarily like a big hurdle. It was just the game moves so much faster than baseball. Like, baseball is, you know, pickoff moves, stuff like that. And softball, it is straight to the point. And as a coach, you have to be thinking about the next play and the next pitch. And that's the biggest difference.
So you've spent 2 seasons as an assistant with Rock Ridge, as you mentioned earlier. So how much will that help you think the transition when you look at taking over the program as the head coach? Now, of course, you have relationships with the kids already. You've been a part of this historic run the program has been on. That should help at least a little bit as you take over, I would think, right?
Yes, absolutely. You know, when they named me the head coach, some of the girls got excited, text me, stuff like that. And then we had a meeting, and I basically went in there with Coach Bogner and Coach Katie Garrett, and we discussed, hey, you know, Coach John's gone. We're still looking through that windshield. We're not looking in the past, whatever the past is, the past. And we're going to go in there with the same expectations for work and working out and the same goals. I meant, you know, Coach Nelson always preached the last seven games. And that's what we are working for.
Well, you mentioned Katie Garrett and then Keith Bogner, too, of course, assistants during this run with Coach Nelson. Can you talk a little bit about what your coaching staff looks like? Probably not fully